10 minutes with the Chafetz Chaim. I'm going to pick out highlights of the Sefer. We did the introduction, the Beis Hamikdash, things like that. Here we go. Klal Gimel Halacha Gimel. Today's topic is Ufruf roasts, or the other name for them is massive, major Isurei Deraisa situations. Okay, let's go on. Reyot is Godel Isur Lashon Hara. Shefil Eina Medaber B'toch Hasina Blomis Kavim B'Sipor Liganuso Rakamara Derech Slok V'Derech Kalus Rosh Afal Pichain Kevan Shal Pi Emes Dibar Dibe Gnaihu Asur Minat Torah. Lashon Hara is Asur even if you're joking. Lashon Hara is Asur. Oh, we got back here. Lashon Hara is Asur even if you're just joking. It's Asur. Purim spiels, you make fun of someone and it's a joke. It's usher. There's no two ways about it. You make fun of a Rebbe in a way that's hurtful at all, that's very usher. And this happens. You make fun of a friend, you think he doesn't mind, you don't know. Usher. No two ways about it. What you have to do is find a way to ask beforehand if it bothers the person at all, and you have to ask in a way that he can say, no, yes, it does bother me. That a person, I've been at Purim spiels, and people make jokes about schools, about Rabbanim, and the Rabbanim weren't happy. And it's terrible. It's terrible. There's no reason, there's no excuse at all. It'll ruin the Purim spiel. No, it won't. It's possible to be funny and have a good laugh without being hurtful. You can find things to poke fun at in a healthy way. And you have to, it's a big problem. When you're young, you're excited, but when you get older, you realize how silly it is. And it's mamish averas for nothing. I was at a Purim spiel once at a certain yeshiva, and the theme, it wasn't here, and the theme of the Purim spiel was a drug bust by the FBI. So the Rosh Yeshiva, first of all, wasn't happy with the theme, because that yeshiva the previous year had drugs in it, or whatever, it's a whole story. Anyway. So what happened at the Purim spiel? The FBI agents had to interview everyone, all the rebbes, so that way they could imitate every rebbe. So that was like a creative idea. So one rebbe in the yeshiva was known for being very careful with money, the yeshiva's money. So the FBI agent was walking along and he dropped a quarter. So the guy imitating the Rebbe, like, dives, does a somersault, and grabs the quarter before anyone else gets it. Right? The Rebbe was hurt by it. He was hurt by it. I don't know. He was hurt by it. All right. There's another Rebbe there. This one happened not to be hurt, but he could have been hurt. There was one Rebbe there. To make a living in Chinuch, normally you need a couple of jobs. So he had two jobs. One, he was a Night Seder Rebbe in Yeshiva. In that yeshiva, and he worked 9 to 6 in another yeshiva. So he would often fall asleep at night seder, and he had a big hat. So, like, you'd often see him, like, with his head down, with his big hat, like, going over his shtender. So at the Purim spiel, when he was interviewed, and at the Purim spiel, when the FBI came to him, and he, when they spoke to him, he was sleeping with his big, you know, like, the big hat sleeping. So this Rebbe was at the Purim spiel. It was nighttime. He was sitting in the back, and he had fallen asleep with his big hat and the shtender during the Purim spiel. So while he was being imitated up front, I guess that was humorous. Anyway, you have to be careful. You have to be careful, and it's a problem. So puts a damper on things a little, only a little. There are a lot of things you can do, and a lot of things that are humorous. Here, close it up. A lot of things that are humorous, people don't mind. So you have to really, our yeshiva allows a lot of things, he doesn't mind. So it makes it easier. So you have to, but it's just not worth it. Now, there's a custom in America, I'd say it's around 10, 15 years old. It was not around in my day. And that is, you get engaged, and it's your Ufruf Shabbos, and there's a Kiddush, and there's something called an Ufruf roast. Are you holding in this?
Roast?
Yeah.
Roast. Rank out. They make fun of you.
Oh, yeah.
and your friends get up and talk about things, and the minhag is they talk about things. Remember in high school when we did this and we sold drugs and remember in high school things like that, and getting drunk and doing all these things, absolutely terrible. A, it's awesome. Okay, period. It's just awesome. Please close the door. Put the word "shir" on the door so people. It's aser to mention those things in public. So it's aser. Okay. That should be the end of it. On top of being aser, it ruins the relationships. A lot of times, the girl doesn't know all these things, which is good. And she doesn't ask about it. Everyone knows that in the modern world, a lot of guys in high school talk to our Hirshhorn. A lot of guys in high school do things, and then they straighten out 1 year, 2 years in Israel. And the girls are normally told, don't ask, don't tell. The boy's solid now. He's been solid a couple of years. Okay, in high school, if a guy was solid in high school, ooh, that's amazing. But a lot of guys aren't so solid in high school. The girl hears these things. You used to drink? You used to get drunk? No. And it bothers them. Okay. But maybe the girl, you know, knows a little bit, doesn't care. The in-laws and the parents are, this is Rabbi Zabalowski gave a shir about this. Rabbi Zabalowski gave a shir about this and why you told her. One of the most important shirs you're going to hear. He says, they are definitely not mocha. 1,000%. The in-laws and the parents. The parents of the chassan are paying for the ufruf kiddush, and someone gets up and makes fun of their son in front of the whole thing and talks about all the bad things he did in high school. They are definitely not mocha. And Rabbi Zabalowski said he knows of cases that engagements were broken after the ufruf roast. He knows of cases. That's enough said. See, Rabbi Zabalowski is in a new situation that most of us don't have. He is now a shul rav, active for many years, so he sees the other side of things. He sees the balav, he sees it on a daily basis, the balav bus side, and what happens out there in the outside world. So he has a lot to say about these things. It's terrible. It's usher. It's okay, that should be enough. The girl hates it most of the time. The in-laws and parents are for sure not mocha, for sure. A guy pays money for a kiddush, invites all his friends, and someone gets up and says, hey, your son used to do... And it's his friend saying, remember that time? He doesn't remember. He was hung over. He doesn't remember. That's a problem. So it's... And it's terrible. But everyone does it. No, it doesn't matter. So it has to stop. And there's no excuse for it. Chavetz Chaim, Klal Gimel, Halach Gimel. It's definitely... Yeah, he's mocha. I don't think he's mocha. I don't think the guy's mocha. That everyone should hear these things. Some of his friends know. Maybe his Rebbe knows. His Rebbe helped him. Maybe he spoke to a therapist about it. That the whole world has to know. Yeah, go put it on a blog spot. Put it on YouTube. In high school, I did these things. It's ridiculous. So that's Klal Gimel Halacha Gimel. These Ufruf roasts are terrible. They're terrible. There are ways to have fun at a vort without an Ufruf without that. There are good things you can do. A lot of things you can do. You guys are creative thinkers. There are things you can do without violating lots of averus. Is that clear? So I'm asking you, please, when you guys get engaged and you're going to have this ufruf Shabbaton, so tell the guy who's going to talk about you, please, don't violate averus. Please, listen to Rabbi Zabalowski's speech. I put it in a footnote in the Purim book. I put it in a footnote in the Purim book, so listen to his speech. You got it? Okay, I hope that's clear. Okay.